100.7 The Tiger, Off the Record with Brittany and Abby. We are hanging out in Nashville for Charlotte McCoy's Remotes during CMA Fest week. This is our first CMA Fest. We are tired, but we're powering through.
We're definitely powering through. It's touch and go for us, but look.
It's great.
We're having a great time because we've got to hang out with a lot of great country artists. And coming up next, we have Miss Katie Offerman, which we got to hang out with not too long ago.
Yes, we love her. She's our people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I'm so glad y'all are here. Wow, so I guess we're here for a good time.
Yeah, oh my God.
Look, always here for a good time. But like I said, you put on one hell of a show.
It was the first time we ever got
to see you live, and opening up for Parker McCollum is obviously probably amazing.
It was awesome. I just love Parker. He's the best. Did y'all see what he did to me as an end of tour prank?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
I think Kayleen said something, but, like, I don't remember what exactly happened.
Oh, my gosh. So we were supposed to do the Bossier City show last. It was the night before.
Okay.
So it was the night before. I can't remember what city we were in. And I was like, I want to do a prank to Parker. And so I rolled up brownies, and I put him all over his band bus toilet and made it look like somebody, because you're not allowed to go to the bathroom on the bus. And so I just, like, destroy that. And so they found it, and they're like, oh, my God, like, somebody from the venue must have, you know, come in here and just, like, taken a dump and left it. And they're all, like, they called a band meeting. Parker was super sick.
A band meeting.
The next day before they ended up canceling the Bossier City show. But that morning before they left to, like, go back home, he called a mandatory meeting, like, on his bus, like, to hash out who let somebody on our bus.
Yeah.
And then finally the TM that was in on it, he was like, it was Katie. She rolled up brownies from catering. So, lesson learned, never mess with Parker McCollum, because fast forward, we did the makeup show like a month ago, and I was thinking to myself driving up there, I was like, I wonder if Parker is going to retaliate
in
any way. You
should have known, yeah.
Well, I did have a feeling, because Enzo, who we're all in the same family management, but like his manager, he has a prank closet. So he's ready at any time.
Okay.
So we literally get there, and I'm like, I don't know, maybe he would come on stage in like a funny outfit or something like that.
Yeah.
No. I come back from soundcheck. I'm walking in the dressing room. I'm like messing with my hair. I'm like, whatever, I have my guitar still on. And they had told everybody in my crew, like, let Katie go in by herself. Like, nobody come in the room yet. And I turn around to put my guitar on the chair, and there's a freaking 8-foot live python.
Oh, live?
Live.
Get
and then like
out.
A 10-foot one slithering on the ground. I was like, oh my God. And I took off running.
He crossed the line.
They were all outside laughing, videoing.
How did he get a python?
He rented it from Steve's Snakesuary.
You can rent pythons?
He tried to reserve the 20-foot albino one, but the husband was unavailable to bring it.
Oh.
The wife had to only, like, she was the only one available. And
right.
I'm like, what a shame.
I have
so many questions about just that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And he was like, I'm not touching it. Like, I think he was more scared. And he was like, my biggest fear this whole thing is that, like, you were actually going to be one of those girls that, like, thought it was cute.
Like,
and you weren't going to be scared.
Here. No.
I was that's the most insulted I've ever been with you. Right? You think I'm a snake girl.
Right.
Like,
right.
I know it's homeschool, but I'm not, like, into snakes. So, anyway, it was so good. So, yeah, we've had quite the time.
Oh, my God.
Time.
So now I think I'm going to get him back. I've already got some ideas.
You should. You need to get him back.
I think a gator. I think he's going to be on
stage.
We can
help you out with that. In Louisiana.
I mean,
we need to find another Steve Snakeshuary with, like, a gator.
We have to rent a gator.
Gatorary. I don't know.
Gator.
I'm thinking, like, he'll be on, like, Hell of a Year. Everybody will have their phones out. Magical moment. Then he turns around. She's like,
it's like, set the gator loose on stage.
So,
that would be a prank.
We'll see. I'm working on it.
Yeah.
Love it.
Well, you let us know. We'll help you out.
All right, cool.
So we've been playing this game called Burning Questions, and here are little saucy questions, and so I'm going to let you pick one.
I guess this one picked it for me.
Appreciate you to answer it. If not,
and if you want to pick again, you can. Yeah.
What is your biggest turnoff? Mm. Oh, man. Being a picky eater and lack of motivation.
Is your husband a picky eater?
No.
No.
He would have been out the door.
That's
and they,
a good
they
one.
Gotta they gotta love their family. If they got a family, they gotta love them.
That's
you
a
know?
Good one.
So
we feel you, girl.
But
we were hoping there was a question there about, like, the weirdest fan interaction. You told us last time that someone, like, bit your ear or licked your ear or something.
Yes, that was I feel like that was really that had just happened when I saw y'all. Yeah, I was out at one of the Parker shows, went to the meet and greet, and was, like, you know, waiting. People were standing in line to take a picture. I'd sign a photo for them, give it to them. We'd take a photo. And this guy, like, comes up next to me. He's, you know, right by my side. We do, like, one, two, three. All right, take a picture. And then right as, like, we're supposed to take the picture, he comes up and he just straight up nibble licks my ear. And it was like, I'm sorry. What
I don't
just
like
happened?
It at all.
And there's a security guard there. And I was just like, why didn't you, like, be like,
stop
no,
them.
Dude.
Yeah.
Like, you can't just, like, eat her ear.
No.
And then he was, like, asking his friend, did you get that on picture, man? And he was like, no. And they're like, let's do it again. I was like,
oh,
absolutely
no.
not. Like, we
Gross.
Are done here. So, yeah.
Gross. He wanted to do it again?
Yeah, I'm like, oh, one time was way
no,
more than
sir,
enough,
yeah.
buddy.
Too
so,
much.
Yeah.
Too
Always
much.
Memorable time on the road.
I love it. You guys
Lots
never
funny interactions.
A
dull moment. Never
yeah.
a dull moment.
It's
well,
fun, though.
We love you. We love the
Thank
new
you.
Single.
I'm
it's
so
amazing.
Glad I got to see y'all.
Yes, we're gonna send you with a shot glass and a sticker.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
Yes.
Dang.
And we can't wait to see what prank you pull next.
Oh man. Well, I'm just worried about what I do and then what he's gonna do after.
Exactly.
So.
The python thing, I would yeah, I'd be
I'm
nervous
like,
about that too.
Brownie python.
Really?
Like,
yeah.
Those are, that's a
Cross
pretty far
the
cry.
Line.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's okay. I'm coming for him. Better watch
I'm
out.
I'm still like, you can rent a python? Like, that is, I'm
just... he just said, I literally asked him, I was like, so, like, how did you come to this point, you know? And he was like, he was played the Tonight Show or something that night before, and they had flown back to Nashville, and they were going to bust to Bossier City. And he was like, I was literally just there with Cam, and that works with him, and was just like, yo, like, find me a python.
Find me a python.
Like, the night before. Like, midnight, getting back from the late show, just like, I love how, like, after all that day, everything,
that
all you're thinking is, all right, find me a big python. Make it
and,
Katie.
And, you know, that checks out that it was in Bossier City, and that's all I'm going to say about
right.
that.
God, I know the people that the Steve Sanctuary, they hit me up, and they're like, let us know when you want to come back. We'll bring more of our, you know.
Absolutely not.
Our babies.
No,
I'm like, maybe next time let's do, like, Frenchies and Chihuahuas. And like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Baby puppies.
Right.
So
that would be so
yeah.
much better.
What a time.
What
so.
A time.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. We appreciate
thank
you
time.
So much.
So
yeah.
good to see you.